Yes, to bond us of Big Lake, Minnesota. Made his mistake when he raised 10 sons. To be Henry Fonda's, you know, the model of a Democratic voter. Didn't buy his sons guns. Why? Didn't want them to die or kill. Was that strange? Well, yes, I guess, but it makes for a change. One day the draft board told Mr. Bondas, you can afford to let the army have a son, just one for a start. You can part with Barry, 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 Barry Bondas, your son. Mr. Bondas of Big Lake, Minnesota, downright, forthright, wouldn't send his quota. Well, heaven's sakes, I'm not the kind of man who squanders his seed. I need Barry. If you draft him, I've got nothing to look forward to but 10 coffins draped with a flag. It became a game of tag. Will the draft board catch Barry Bondas to join the boys who died on the side of the Lord and the Big Lake, Minnesota draft board? Barry Bondas of Big Lake, Minnesota, ponders as he wanders through the doors of the draft board office of his own accord. Opens 6 files, packed full, stacked full with miles and miles, piles of government documents about all the young men due to go far. Then he dumps in, if I may quote a story from the Minneapolis Star, 2 full buckets of human excrement, stinking Bondas, thinking excrement. Nothing personal against the president. It sounds as wild as the action of a sewer realist child. But the draft board files are all defiled.
Walt Whitman, Charlie Parker, Clarence Darrow and Sean, William Burroughs, Allen Ginsberg, Woody Guthrie, Tom Paine, James Baldwin, Joseph Heller, Dr. Benjamin Spock, Mark Twain. Yes, four of those beautiful prophets of America glide across the Minnesota sky. Look, look, look at Barry Bondas, that boy.